Cuba. 22. Che Guevara.
Look at this, David. It's all about Che Guevara.
Ah, yes. He was a leader of revolutionaries who defeated the Batista dictatorship, right?
Right. Guevara was one of only a handful of foreigners who came to Cuba with the Castro brothers on the yacht called Granma to fight against the Batista dictatorship.
Most of them were caught and killed upon arrival, though. Only 16 escaped into the Sierra Maestra Mountains, where peasants and farmers aided them.
The peasants obviously wanted to overthrow Batista, too. By the time his troops marched on Havana with Camilo Cienfuegos' troops in January 1959, Guevara was very popular with the Cuban population.
Stories of his bravery and leadership circulated widely, and he was considered one of the most important figures in the revolution.
What about his early years? We all know that he rode around South America on an old motorcycle at the age of 23. The journey was crucial for the awakening of his social conscience. What about before that?
Well, he was born in Argentina on the 14th of June 1928, and he studied medicine at Buenos Aires University.
So that must have been when he became involved in opposition to the Argentine leader Juan Perón.
I guess so. He was known as an intellectual and an idealist, able to speak coherently about Aristotle, Kant, Marx, Gita, or Faulkner.
Wasn't he a poet, too? I mean, he loved poetry and was equally at home with Keats as with Saad Ibáñez, his favorite writer. It is said that he knew Kipling's If by heart.
He enjoyed poetry, yes, but I don't know if he actually wrote any. Did you know he had a lifelong illness, too?
I read somewhere that he had asthma. Maybe that's why when he was a doctor, he specialized in allergies.
What about his name, Che? Wasn't his first name Ernesto?
Yes, but Che is the familiar diminutive for you in Argentina, as in, hey you.
Here it says it was an affectionate term that became his official name, and the one which he used for a signature, always with a lowercase c. ¶¶